Assessment as Hope, says who? By Chad Dumas, June 30th, 2024. One of the blessings of serving as a Solution Tree associate is that we can attend one event a year as a learner. This year, I went to the Assessment Institute in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And if you're interested, you can find posts of previous institutes linked on the blog. Assessment as Hope. One aspect of the conference that piqued my curiosity was the notion that assessment can and indeed should inspire hope. The tagline that you may have seen is assessment meet hope. For most people, if you ask them to put those two terms, assessment and hope, on a continuum, I'm guessing you would have them on opposite ends, 180 degrees away from each other. And yet, here the Assessment Collaborative is tying these seemingly two dichotomous ideas together. Why? To begin, Cassandra Erkins made a point that probably few of us think about, that hope is a precursor to motivation, not the other way around. Sometimes in schools, we treat motivation as a characteristic that students either have or don't have. Sometimes I hear things like, kids just aren't motivated these days. But if hope is the precursor to motivation, what we may actually be saying is that at the heart of the issue is that students lack hope. For without hope, there is no motivation, not the other way around. An assessment is a catalyst for building hope. And efficiency, excuse me, and efficacy and achievement. Nicole Dimmitt expertly expanded on the notions of hope, efficacy, and achievement as they relate to assessment. She emphasized that if assessment is used in its proper place as providing information on the attainment of essential learning targets at a point in time, then that assessment can most definitely instill a sense of hope and thereby motivation. Efficacy, the confidence in what a student can do, and of course, achievement. One quick aside, and that is that while assessment is many times thought of as a noun, think test, quiz, or other specific tasks, it was clear throughout the conference that assessment is a verb. It's a process. It's iterative and very much involves students in understanding their relationship to learning targets. Indeed, when assessment takes its proper place as a tool in the process of learning, the use of an assessment, as in a noun, for evaluation takes a back seat. And of course, the logical extension of the use of assessment to inform grades, a topic for which Tom Shimer clued us in, is transformed. Next steps. While it's clear that 2.5 days of learning cannot be condensed into this short post, the Institute left me with new insights on assessment and grading practices that can transform teaching practice and student learning. I gained additional clarity on the work that must be done to make that transformation happen. And I find myself hopeful, therefore motivated, that our work can indeed have the intended impact by making sure that assessment does indeed meet hope. Next year's Assessment Institute is in Madison, Wisconsin. Maybe we'll see you there. Questions for reflection. In what ways do your assessment practices help to instill hope in students? What changes might you consider to make this more of a reality? What new learning might you engage in order to most fully achieve the reality of assessment as a tool for hope, efficacy, and achievement? And now for the ever-popular rib review. I had three amazing barbecue joints in June, one of which I must say has now taken the top spot of best barbecue ribs yet. Rack's Barbecue in Carmel, Indiana, just north of Indianapolis, is in a little strip mall that is quasi-residential. It's next to a legal firm or something like that, a church, a few small boutique shops. In some ways, it's a hole in the wall, and the ribs were dynamite. They didn't separate the ribs, so this may have contributed to their being extra moist. The rub had a really nice flavor and wasn't overpowering, and there was no need for a sauce. As an added bonus, the coleslaw was some of the best I've had as it was different than most. Rack's has now assumed the top spot for best ribs. Laszlo's Brewery in Lincoln was very good, and had I not had Rack's the week before, I may have glowed about theirs even more. What was really nice about Laszlo's was the rich hickory smoked flavor of the ribs. These two were not separated, and I think these might have had the richest smoke flavor of any meat I've had. And finally, Bandanas in Cedar Rapids was also really good. These ribs were separated, though they maintained their moist content. There wasn't much of a rub, but instead a sauce that had caramelized and concentrated nicely during cooking. No need for sauce on these either. Do you have a story you'd like to share? Please comment below. If you know someone who appreciate this post, please share it with them. My email is chad@nextlearningsolutions.com. I look forward to hearing you. Until next time, have a great rest of your summer.